This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. 8 months after it took over the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, Russia is erasing all traces of Ukrainian identity there. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Throughout the port city of Mariupol, Russian workers are tearing down bombed-out buildings, hauling away shattered bodies with the debris. As well as eradicating all evidence of war crimes within the buildings, Russia is getting rid of all vestiges of Ukraine in the city itself. Phone and television networks are now Russian. Mariupol is now in Moscow's time zone, and the Ukrainian currency is slowly dying out. The few schools that are open teach a Russian curriculum. Petro Andriushenko, Mariupol's deputy mayor, told the AP that parents are threatened if they hear their children speaking Ukrainian. They're rewriting history. They're rewriting a national identity. What can we say? Despite their efforts, Mariupol residents know all too well that the Russians are building on a city of death, with over 10,000 new graves scarring the war-torn city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian servicemen on the front lines in Donetsk region welcomed news of more heavy equipment on Thursday, hours after the U.S. announced a new $1.85 billion military aid package. The package was announced after President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine addressed the U.S. Congress in his first foreign wartime visit. Zelensky told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that aid to Ukraine is an investment in democracy, not charity. On Wednesday, Congress pledged to provide Patriot missiles to Ukraine, and the United States has sent about $50 billion in assistance to Kyiv as Europe's biggest land conflict since 1945 drags on, killing tens of thousands of people and driving millions from their homes. This is VOA News. Dozens of Afghan women's rights activists and female students Thursday staged a protest in Kabul, Takhar, and Nangarhar provinces, demanding that women be allowed access to education and employment. Eyewitnesses say the protests in Kabul were quickly shut down by Taliban security officials, and that at least five women and a couple of male protesters were arrested. Sources connected to the female activists confirmed two of those arrested were later released. The Taliban administration this week announced a ban on university education for women. The Taliban's higher education minister defended the decision in a post on Twitter, saying, quote, "Islam does not allow women to do prostitution in the name of education. A woman is like a piece of land owned by a man, and she is obligated to be at his service, not perusing education." The ban was announced just a day before the university's final exams on December 20th. In solidarity with female students who were turned away from their exams, some male students walked out of their exams in protest. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning Americans to be careful as a winter storm threatens much of the nation over Christmas weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid.
As he received a briefing on the storm.
It's dangerous and threatening. This is really very serious weather.
The president urged holiday travelers to bump up their itineraries.
Leave now.
Saying he's told his staff to do the same.
They can talk to me on the phone. It's not life and death, but it will be if they don't get out. They may not get out.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Arizona has agreed to take down a makeshift border wall, setting a legal battle with the federal government. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The Biden administration and Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey have agreed the state will stop installing a wall of shipping containers in national forest land at the Mexico border. The state must also take down the containers already stacked too high and topped with razor wire in a remote valley in southeastern Cochise County by January 4th, without damaging any natural resources. That's according to documents filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court. Several federal departments joined in the lawsuit. The placement of thousands of containers at a cost of $95 million was about a third of the way along, but environmental protesters held up the work in recent days, and Democrat Katie Hobbs, taking over as governor in 2 weeks, opposes the construction. Governor Ducey has said the federal government owes it to Americans to release a timeline on when it would fill any remaining gaps in the permanent border wall. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to confirm the new U.S. ambassador to Russia. The ambassador will be veteran diplomat Lynn Tracy as the new ambassador to Russia from the United States. Marissa Melton, VOA News.